Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Traveling with Françoise. I am Françoise Rhodes, your host, on this first weekend in March. Can you believe it? I can't believe it. I really can't. Joining us in the boardroom is Alex Z. Good morning, Alex.
Hi, good morning.
How are you today?
Good, how are you?
Fine. Yeah, can you believe it's the first weekend in March?
Yeah. The first, you know, quarter of the year has gone by very fast.
Well, flying by. I actually worked a little bit more on my taxes last night. I'm getting close to getting done. My goal this year was to have them done early, and maybe, just maybe, I might accomplish that, but then I stop and whatever. All right. We want to thank Swiss Donuts on the corner of Country Club Monterey for our donuts for our guests this morning or today on today's show. We have Jimmy Fitz joining us to talk about the Garden Jam Music Festival in April. And then we also have Commander Whetstone from the Blue Angels who will give it another try. We're going to talk about the free Blue Angels air show in this month on the 16th. It is such an amazing show. I just want to encourage everyone to go and watch it. So we have those guests today, but we have a lot of things to talk about. Today's show is brought to you in part by Indian Ridge Country Club in Palm Desert. Love where you live. All right, Oscars last Sunday night. Actually, I thought the Oscars were a heck of a lot better without a host.
That's what I heard. I didn't watch much of it, if anything at all, but I've heard a lot of good things about that because it made things go a little bit faster, it felt like.
Yeah, and not all these jokes that they're trying to that they just keep putting on you. I enjoyed what I saw because then I went to an evening of comedy over at Sun City to see that show, which was very, very funny, very, very good. However, I have a bone to pick with all of you folks out there who won tickets and didn't show up.
Ooh.
A lot of them did, but a lot did not. And that makes me want to not even give any prizes away on the show anymore when you do stuff like that. It's rude to the producers of an event, first of all, who offer free tickets. Mm-hmm. You win them and accept them, and then you don't go. And I know who you are because I have a list. So, yeah, there you go. And they're cringing going, ooh, yeah, it's just not right. It's not right. So I don't know. The show was very funny. You missed a really good show. And I don't know. Maybe I'll just cut back on some of the prizes I give out.
Yeah, now I'm hurt because I spent a good 2 minutes with each person, you know, getting their information down. I got to know them a little
exactly.
bit.
Exactly.
So I'm a little bit hurt, too.
Yeah, that's right. And actually, but on the flip side, I did meet some of the winners that came up and introduced themselves. Anwar came up. There were several that did, of course, were there. So I really appreciate it and thank you. And came up and said hello. And Gary was there and introduced himself. So that's always fun. But Frank Monteforti said, hey, you know, Fran, several of them didn't show up. So, and he saved some really good seats for you. So anyway, all right, enough of that. But just keep that in mind. If you win something, don't take them if you don't want them. That's the key right there. If you're not going to go, don't take stuff. Huh. And then something else. Yeah, I know. Listen to me.
Let it all out.
I'm already on a tirade. Friday, I met Gina, good friend Gina, longtime listener of the show. We have become friends, actually, and we try to meet once every couple months for lunch and, you know, catch up, see what's going on. We were over at Bristol Farms. What is going on with the people driving in this valley? Have you noticed this, Alex?
I always notice it.
Well, they are running red lights or going so slow that they're causing a major traffic jam.
Yes, and I actually have had that happen a few times on the freeway where somebody will be going really slow on, you know, the quote-unquote fast lane.
Yeah.
But, yeah, and they'll be going 65. And I've had that happen multiple times, more so now than in the past, and it's really weird.
Yeah, it's strange. So I think a lot of our snowbirds friends, they have a hard time, and they point blank have said this to me, the speed limits, 55 and 60 on some of your roads, just seem really fast to be going through residential districts. And I get that. In the summer, of course, there's not as many people. Right now, it's crazy with the tennis is here. The BMP has started. The stores have been crazy packed with people loading up that come and stay. You know, we get that extra group that comes in that spends a couple weeks for the BMP. Mm. So there was more. But they were honking at Bristol Farms parking lot, screaming at each other. And then you get the one person that parks in the red zone because someone in the car is too lazy to have to walk across, you know, a parking lot.
Or then you get the ones that park in, like, two parking spots.
Yeah.
I actually had that happen. I saw it with
take a picture. Put it on social media.
Well, the disabled parking.
Yeah.
I saw two people do it one next to each other take like two spaces each. It was weird.
Yeah. All right. Well, that's my ranting and raving. I just I've been making all my notes, and I said, okay, I have to bring this up. So there, I brought it up. We had just some fun things too. My fun thing was, of course, the comedy show, and then having lunch with Gina. We did our Your Business Beat with Craig Campbell, CoachellaValley.com, with A1 Custom Golf Cars. Last time I looked, we had over 4,000 views of that. So we're, Craig and I are trying to figure out how to give your business the best exposure. So tomorrow we're actually going to feature Command One Security. And that should be interesting. And it happens on CoachellaValley.com around noonish on the Facebook page. And then I share it with everything else. So we're doing that. B. Elson's Jewelers, lower level on the Gardens in El Paseo, they have their big store-wide sale going on right now because their end of lease on May 13th, plus Ron and Debbie want to retire. Which I work all the time. I think they better pick up some hobbies because they've been working so much. They're going to need some hobbies. But right now there are a lot of things, a lot of beautiful, beautiful things on sale at B. Elson's Jewelers. So head on over there, lower gardens, lower level on the Gardens on El Paseo. They're open daily, and like I say, it is a mega sale. And some you want one of everything once you go in there. But bracelets, earrings, men's wedding bands, beautiful watches. They have some estate jewelry, and there are all sorts of gemstones, gold, silver, you name it. So head on over there, B. Elson's Jewelers. Take advantage of this sale because they've been in the valley for over 30 some years, so they're very well established, and they have their custom, their master jeweler there who actually can still customize anything you want and also fix any jewelry item that you have. So get some of that fixed. Yeah. All right. And speaking of buying jewelry, I thought this was interesting. You know about credit scores, I'm sure, Alex.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, there came out a list of what scores mean and what range, number range, is it good, bad, indifferent, or you better not apply for a credit card. Yeah. So we'll start with exceptional. Exceptional is 800 and above. Very good credit is 740 to 799. And remember, sometimes just some little things can ding your credit. Believe it or not, mm-hmm. if you're buying a car and you get a lot of credit checks on your account, that can ding your credit. You're buying a home. So be aware of it. Sometimes it's just when you get a lot of attention on your credit score, it can be dinged for that and drop down number-wise. Not that you've done anything. It's just they think there's that maybe you're on this crazy spending spree or something. So they get a little nervous. So very good credit is 740 to 799. Good credit is 670 to 739. Fair credit is 580 to 669. And poor credit is 350 to 579. And the poor credit, yeah, you're probably not going to be able to get too much out there. Fair, you might just get your foot in the door with high interest rates. Good, well, you know, you're right in the middle of the pack there, so you'll probably do all right. Exceptional, really good, and very good credit. And I'm not going to tell you which one I am because I'm not going to boast. But I was actually somewhere and went to, I forgot, was it Costco or somewhere, and I think I was going to buy a phone. I don't even know what it was, but it was something that for some reason they do a credit check. I don't even remember what the heck it was. And the person came out from the back and said, okay, what, do you want to buy the store or what? And I went, awesome. That's good. Yeah. But I've also had the flip side. We're doing some things with the house or whatnot, and it had dinged it just a little bit, and I couldn't figure out why. And so they explained it to me. So you don't always panic when things like that happen.
Yeah, actually, one of the last credit cards that I got was through Macy's.
Uh-huh.
And that one surprised me a little bit because I have, I'm in one of the upper ranges.
Good.
When they told me my limit, I was like, oh, this is one good way to get bankrupt real fast.
Yeah, exactly. Then you want to say, I have one card that has just $500 on it. And I use that when I order ink and stuff online because I just use it to place a certain order or whatever on there. And that's it. And every time they call all the time saying, would you like to raise that balance on there? I said, no, because I've had so much credit card fraud and stuff with things in my life that little card just sits right. I go, no, I just want to leave it. Really? I go, yeah, that's fine. It's perfect the way it is. Yeah. But they don't like hearing that either. So anyway, if you're in any one of those areas, just to be aware of where your credit is. And with that, for those of you who have some, I would think, great credit out there, go on over to B. Elson's and buy some stuff. Was that a good segue or what? I don't know.
Yeah, I think it was.
Yeah, okay, great. Let's see what else is going on. I wasn't on KESQ yesterday morning. I will be back next Saturday. I just took a little bit of time off. I'm not sure where it will feature, but I will be there. This week on Traveling with Francoise Television, we're going to Nashville with ACT. I have a couple trips coming up, one to Mount Rushmore. We're going to be filming that. One to Julian. We're going to be filming that. I have a Mexico. Puerto Vallarta actually got in touch with me about doing something with them, so hopefully that'll come through. And some other good news about the television show, it will be available on Hulu.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Isn't that awesome? Okay. I got an email, and they have to ask your permission first, the station does, if they can put your show on Hulu with their station pack. And I said, yeah, heck yeah.
Well, congratulations.
Thank you. So that was fun to hear during the week. So lots of things. It's been a crazy week. And the butterflies. But we're going to talk about the butterflies a little bit more in the second hour. And the Mount Rushmore trip as well, which is sold out. So snooze, you lose. On that note, we are going to step aside. When we come back, we're going to find out our CoachellaValley.com pick of the week and what some free events out there and a lot more. You're listening to Traveling with Francoise right here on Money Radio. Welcome back to the show, everyone. You're listening to Traveling with Francoise. I am Francoise Rhodes, your host. And remember, each week I've been telling you that watch for some changes coming up in the future with the show. I'm just trying to be honest, let everybody know what's going on. You need to, start using that website, travelingwithfrancoise.com website. And I will keep you as we get a little bit closer. I know a little bit more what's going on that I will update you. But who knows? I might be changing platforms. You might have to find me in a different area. But again, I'll keep you posted. And Alex and I are always talking about all this. And also something else I want to mention to you, that for those of you who went to Indian Wells Arts Festival tickets, I don't have them physically yet. They're mailing them to me. They dropped them in the mail, I think, Saturday or something. So I will get them. So when you win them, like Michael did last week, he's probably wondering where his tickets are. And I did text Michael. I haven't heard back from him. But he will get his as soon as I get them and mail them out. And the same with today's winners.
I think Michael's just waiting to get them. That way he could not be mad at you.
Yeah, exactly. I know he's probably, I'm sure, and I sent him a text he never answered. And I said, Michael, don't think I haven't forgotten you. It's just that I didn't have them yet. And they hadn't mailed them, but they did mail them on Friday. So I will get them, and I'll mail those out to you when you win. So for those of you who do win Indian Wells Arts Festival tickets today, when I get them, I will mail them out to you. All right, it is time now for the CoachellaValley.com pick of the week. My pick, of course, yesterday was the Wildflower Festival in Palm Desert, and I heard they had really good crowds. We had that crazy wind and sand that kicked up late in the day. I just cleaned the patio, and darned if that thing didn't come and just make it a big old dusty mess again, so I had to clean again this morning. But yesterday was a Wildflower Festival. Next Saturday, March 9th, is a Wildflower Nature Walk at the Santa Rosa and San Jacinto Mountains National Monument on Highway 74. They're a lot of fun. They say bring 2 liters of water, wear closed-toed shoes, hat, and sunscreen. Miners must be accompanied by a parent. This is a free walk. And they take you on this, I think it's a mile and a half, something like that. It's a really nice walk, and they're going to talk about the wildflowers and all the things happening out there. It is the Randall Henderson Wash Trail. So that's my pick, and for more info, you can go to desertmountains.org. All right, Craig's pick with CoachellaValley.com is the American Cancer Society's Desert Spirit Gala. It is March 10th from 5:30 to 9:30 at the Heckman Estate in Rancho Mirage, which I heard, by the way, is for sale. So if you're looking for a big estate, that might be the one for you. Yeah. So the American Cancer Society volunteers will host this annual event, and it is to raise money to fight cancer. The event is themed Roaring Diamond Celebration with a 1920s themed evening. Will highlight the success of Desert Spirit since 1990. For more information on that one, desertspirit.net, and it is $300 per person. And I will have this on the website. So, Alex, your pick is?
So, Ace Hotel is doing this thing on Sundays called Buddy Brews.
Ah.
So, from 5:30 in the evening till 11 p.m., so I'm guessing till close,
Yeah. They
have 21 beers on draft, and each pint is $5.
Oh.
So
that's a good deal.
Yeah, it's not a bad deal at all.
How much is a pint? I'm terrible with that kind of stuff. That's a lot, isn't it?
It's a bit.
Yeah.
It's a bit.
It's a bit. Okay. Have you been?
I have not, but I might have to now.
Now you go. Now that you promoted it, you tell them. We'll put it on the website this week. And so for all of our picks from CoachellaValley.com, for more picks and things to do in the Coachella Valley, just go to the website, CoachellaValley.com. travelingwithfrancois.com. It changes continually, constantly, all the time. Of course, you'll see Traveling with Francois on there, radio and television. So many things happening in this Coachella Valley all year long, believe it or not. And so check it out. The place to find it is CoachellaValley.com for your, you know, everything online is right there, including videos. We're getting up a new business page for Your Business Beat so we can see what the businesses are doing around town and a lot. All right. So this segment of the show is brought to you by The 500, Palm Springs' only concierge-driven executive building, also home to Ristretto and Gallery 500, corner Ramon and Indian Canyon, the500ps.com, and Ristretto is inside The 500. I want to give you a heads up on this because during the BNP Paribas Open, if you go in with your ticket, and they told me that they have physical tickets, not wristbands, to this year's BNP, you will get a discount on your entire order. I think it's 10%. So that's cool. You can have lunch or breakfast or whatever, and or some specialty coffees, Italian soda, but just show them your ticket and you get a discount.
It's not bad.
Yeah, so Ristretto is a partner of the BNP Paribas Open, which they were doing that to a lot of business. Very smart on the BNP part. All they want you to do is put a poster up in the window and have some brochures for your customers so they know what's going on. I mean, it's a win-win for everybody.
It's good marketing.
Yeah, exactly. All right, CSUSB Palm Desert Campus, Lessons from Leaders events. The next one is tomorrow, March 4th, because today is the 3rd. Yes, it is. It is the Kamoi Sisters, and they're going to talk about real estate, and this happens from 4 to 5:50 p.m. at the Campus Indian Wells Theater, and the community is invited at no cost. And the students that will be there for this Lessons for Leaders, they actually get credits for this class.
That is awesome. And the Kamoi Sisters are Coachella Valley High School graduates.
Oh, are they? How did you say it? Kamoi?
Kamoi, yeah.
Kamoi. Oh, okay. Well, that's even better. So they have a story, a personal story about the Coachella Valley here. So good for them. Do you know them?
I don't really know them, but like I saw them around school.
Oh, all right.
Yeah.
Anyway, yeah, kind of. Yeah. And then let's see, over at UCR Palm Desert, they have their lecture series, and theirs is 6 p.m. on Tuesday, March 5th. We Are Alone, screening of The Farthest, and that will be happening. So I'm gathering that is a movie, a documentary about space. So again, that starts at 6 p.m. on Tuesday, March 5th, and that is free. So head on over there at the UCR Palm Desert campus. And that is on Frank Sinatra Drive in Palm Desert. Also, the Living Desert, they have their annual conservation-focused speaker series, which is also free and open to the public. Tomorrow, on March 4th, from 12 to 1 at the Hoover Auditorium, Dr. Greg Rasmussen, founder, executive director, Paint a Dog Trust, he will be there talking about his research in Zimbabwe. And on Friday, March 8th, Dr. Chris Tracy will be talking about their research from the sand beneath their toes, differences in ecology of the Coachella fringe-toed lizard and the desert-planted lizard of Namibia. Boy, that is a mouthful. And that happens. So they have an event on Monday and one on Friday. Both of them are from 12 to 1. And those are free to go to and enjoy. Also, 29 Palms, the Band of Mission Indians, and the Living Desert to host a free desert wildlife celebration. That is next Saturday, March 9th, from 9 to 12 noon at Tortoise Rock Casino, live at the Rock Outdoor Venue on Baseline Road in 29 Palms. So go on out over there, and it looks like it's going to be a lot of fun. Open to all ages. You're going to learn about the desert wildlife and so much more. They're going to have a lot of fun things for the kids to do. Live music, a free box lunch while supplies last. So there you go. Wow, they're feeding you also. And that is Tortoise Rock Casino, and that is out there on Baseline Road in 29 Palms. Again, that is next Saturday from 9 to noon. Right back here at home, Sunnylands, they have their garden series going on right now during this show. So you have to do one or the other. It's okay, though. Today, Barry Von Blues, a fixture of the Southern California Blues Circuit. He will be there from 11 to 1 today. So go on in the valley. If you're out cruising around and you just want to stop there, yeah, I say go for it. It's from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. at Sunnyland Center and Gardens over there on Bob Hope Drive. You were going to go somewhere. Where were you going last week? You told me you were going to head out somewhere where you hadn't been.
I wanted to go to Sunnylands.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, I need to do that.
And you guys didn't get a chance to do it.
Not yet. It's a little bit of a busy time for both of us. So, but in a few weeks we'll be able to. We're gonna have more free time.
A little bit of a lull. Yeah, we do kind of hit a lull. It seems after the BMP, we have a little bit of a lull, and then all our music festivals start up at the beginning of April.
Mm-hmm.
So with the ANA is kind of squeezed in there also, though the golf tournament. Oh boy. All right, and the fourth annual Rancho Mirage Music in the Park series, the next one is on the 10th, March 10th, free parking. The gates open at 5. The concert starts at 9. Desert X is out there. The Desert Hot Springs, they have their concerts going on, their classical music. We're going to find out more about that next week. So a lot of free things. Of course, the Rancho Mirage Library, they have events happening just about every single day, free events in their auditorium. They have these classes for Alexa Help, so you can learn how to use Alexa if you so want to. That is at 10 a.m. every Thursday, and classes are approximately 1 hour. Oh, phew. Yeah, lots and lots happening. Desert X, you know, it's the weather's kind of, I haven't seen that many pictures lately of Desert X, but as soon as the weather starts getting nice again, I need to go out there. John Monahan and I, we decided we're going to go hop in the car and spend a day looking at all the artwork out there, art installations. All right, coming up next, Jimmy Fitz, we all know him as Fitz. Anyway, he's going to join us. We're going to talk about the Garden Jam Music Festival coming up soon. We'll be right back. Welcome back to the show, everyone. You're listening to Traveling with Francoise. I'm Francoise Rhodes, your host. All right, since I think I'm a radio sister, but I guess I can have a radio brother. Does that make sense? Yeah.
You are my radio sister.
I'm your radio sister. Joining us in studio, always fun. It's been way too long.
Really?
Is Jimmy Fitzgerald. How are you?
I'm great, Francoise. How are you?
You have so much going on right now. We have the BMP here. We have the Garden Jam Music Festivals. You have your McCallum. You are just everywhere.
It is. We're all churning and burning. It's high season. The weather has gotten everyone sideways, as you know.
Yeah.
Because it's like, today it's warm. It feels like the desert in March. Thank goodness.
It does. Because really, a lot of the nighttime events have suffered. The fair suffered during the evening. Because people were just afraid it was going to be too cold.
Modernism Week got hit big time.
Big time.
You know, and of course, the Valentine's Day massacre out here.
We're all looking at this going, huh, really? And then when I watch World News Tonight, and wouldn't you know, here Palm Springs is featured on World News Tonight because of the cars washing down the roads and people trying to get through. And I thought, okay, well, I guess this is a lot larger storm than what we even realized down here.
So hopefully now the weather's turned, and you mentioned the BMP starting up.
Yes, I know. Well, I don't even know where to start. So let's start, first of all, with, because this is your baby. I know everything's your baby, but this is your baby. This has been quite an evolution with the Garden Jam Music Festival. And I was over, by the way, at Fisherman's Market and Grill the other day, see that big old sign in the door, and everybody's all excited about that. So that's just one of your sponsors, so we're going to talk about that, because you just had a new one, really, really, really great for events. Folks, when the sponsors sign on, they know all the hard work, and they love the event. So you have the Garden Jam Music Festival coming up April 5th and 6th.
Kicking off Music Month once again this
year.
You know, we've done this festival. Wendy and I have done a music festival in the desert for, this will be like year 19.
Mm-hmm.
We started it at the former Ritz-Carlton Rancho Mirage on the beautiful croquet lawn up there under the stars, which was, did you ever go to any of the shows we did up
there? Yes, I did.
Loved
it.
Magic venue.
Yes.
Just a magic venue. Moved it to Rancho Las Palmas for several years, J.W. Marriott, back to Rancho Las Palmas. And for the last 5 years at the tennis garden at the Performance Pavilion.
Which is spectacular in his...
Oh, yeah.
What a venue for you to have.
Unique, one-of-a-kind place on the planet, you know. And then last year we expanded it from one night to two nights. Multi-genre, rock, jazz, blues, country. We call it a niche festival. It's not your typical field festival.
Right.
Everyone has their own specialty and genres. We mix the genres up. We like to think that we're a little bit more of a, which we are, we're more of a little upscale environment there. All the table seats have tablecloths on them. You have a chance to hang with your friends, get a table of nine, or have a place to be able to plop. go around the grounds. Fisherman's Market and Grill is doing all the F&B this year. So mm-hmm. you'll be able to take your food and drink, have a place to plop all night, be able to go everywhere, and then come back for the main stage acts.
And I was thinking about that, Fitz, because the other day I was thinking about music festivals in general, and that is really, to me, one of the great things about Garden Jam Music Festival, because not everybody wants to traipse around thousands of acres, mm-hmm. you know. I mean, they really don't.
No, no,
they want to be able to get a little dressed up if they'd mm-hmm. like,
yep.
go in there and make a real evening of it, a
exactly.
night out, and listen to fabulous music. And the tennis gardens, oh, if you've never been, that in itself is an adventure.
Well, we transform one of those two shaded pavilions into a performance pavilion.
Mm-hmm.
We bring in a big stage, and this year for the first time, no row seating. It's all table seating,
okay.
silver, gold, and platinum.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have, for the first time ever, grounds passes.
Yes.
Which tickets start at $75 for the grounds
right.
passes. It gets you everywhere. For the first time ever, we're going to have a second stage. And
yeah,
we're going to have music pumping on the second stage as soon as the gates open at 4:30.
Mm-hmm.
We've got, if you have a grounds pass, there are so many those new tables that they put out there in that new park that they built, that
mm-hmm.
new park area where last year they added about 70 new palm trees, a lot of new pavers,
yep.
grassy areas. We're going to let people bring blankets
mm-hmm.
for the first time ever for the grounds passes in designated areas. You'll be able to sprawl out. And then, of course, you'll be able to hear and see all the action from the main stage. You just will not have access to the table
right.
areas.
Yeah. Yeah,
you know,
that makes sense.
We're thrilled with the lineup. I mean, Lucas Nelson and Promise of the Real, all over A Star Is Born, the guy behind the music in A Star Is Born, Willie's Son, Neil Young's band.
Mm-hmm.
They're headlining Friday night following a multi-Grammy winning great rock band, Los Lobos, of course.
Yes, I know. I'm looking at these names going, and then you have Brian Culbertson.
Brian Culbertson, the big jazz star who has so many fans out here. He usually headlines. He's opening Saturday night. Jimmy Vaughn, the guitar legend, the Vaughn brothers, Stevie Ray's big brother, Stevie Ray Vaughn's big brother. He's going to be performing Saturday night and then closing out and headlining Saturday. 7-time Grammy winner, member of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, Buddy Guy
wow.
is going to be rocking the tennis garden. On Friday, the opening act on the main stage, Francoise, is Lucy Silvas. You may or may not be familiar with her. She's toured the world with Elton John, Lionel Richie, Little Big Town, Miranda mm-hmm. Lambert. She calls herself, her music, genreless.
Mm-hmm.
And she's a perfect example of what this festival's about. Multi-genre.
Right.
We all grew up with different kinds of music.
Mm-hmm.
I myself personally have never boxed myself in. I love beautiful
right.
jazz, classical music,
yeah.
and I love to rock the house as well.
Yeah.
I love great country stuff. So
mm-hmm.
this is a festival for true music lovers. We're also on the second stage going to be showcasing a couple of the top two bands from the Academy of Music Performance. Will Sturgeon, who is the executive director, who has the band Brightner.
Mm-hmm.
He produces the Flusters,
oh,
award-winning
sure. yeah.
mm-hmm. band, Dougie Van Zandt and those guys, the great talents. He's bringing in two really hot amp young bands that will be firing up the second stage when we mm-hmm. open the gates. And then between 5:30 and 6 each evening on the second stage, we'll be showcasing 14-year-young Toby Lee,
yeah.
who Joe Bonamassa calls the future of the blues. He has he just signed an endorsement deal with Gibson Guitars
wow.
and was at the NAMM convention in Anaheim in January. And they had a special Gibson showcase at the Grove in Anaheim. And they paired Toby with Billy Gibbons of ZZ Top, Peter Frampton, okay?
Yeah.
So fast forward several weeks later, about a month ago, Peter Frampton calls Toby and asked him if he would play on a track on Frampton's new album that he's just completing. So Toby's being showcased big time.
Yeah.
And this is going to be his U.S. debut.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
He jammed with Buddy Guy in Denmark a couple of months ago, so we're hoping to be able to recreate Toby with Buddy on the main stage and maybe another artist on Friday night on the main stage. But between acts, we have like a 30-minute set change
yeah.
between the headliners.
Right.
We're going to showcase Toby with member of the Blues Hall of Fame, our local hero, Cal David.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Who's going to be jamming with Toby. Mm-hmm. I get goosebumps even talking about it.
You make so sure that you get our great local talent in everything you do. And
well,
we always applaud
it's important.
You for
well,
that.
Well, you know, yeah. I always talk about we have world-class artists who call our valley home. And
right.
Cal's a member of the Blues Hall of Fame.
He
and Laurie, Laurie Bono, you know. And then between Los Lobos and Lucas Nelson and Promise of the Real on Friday night, we're going to have Toby on the second stage with John Carey, another one of our great blues rock guitarists, much loved. He's just got a new record deal in England, and he's excited about jamming with Toby. So every year we're freshening it up. We're expanding it.
Mm-hmm.
Miramonte is our host hotel. They're going to be giving complimentary chair massages in the Lifestyle Village.
Yeah.
The great artist Ty McClendon is returning, who makes this amazing wire art and sculpture and jewelry. Was very popular last year. Clark's Nutrition will be having people register for some gift cards that they're going to be giving away. We've got some other surprises for the Lifestyle Village as well. Elisa from BG's El Paseo is going to have a little boutique set up there with the walking store and a couple of other vendors. So it's going to be, we encourage everyone, come early. This is unlike any other festival you've been to. If you came to the festival last year, you know how amazing the environment was.
It's
and it was
great.
So beautiful and so special.
Yeah, it really. And you being a music man yourself, how long have you been in the music industry?
Since I was 15.
A long, long time.
My entire life.
Yeah. And you're putting these events together like this. And by the way, where's Wendy Jane?
Wendy's recovering from what I've been putting her up with this week.
Okay.
We had a busy week this
busy
week.
Busy week, okay.
She's behind the scenes. Wendy
she
really is,
the
wizard behind the curtain.
Yeah.
I get all the credit and all the front, but you know.
And you get all the, you're up there. Say, that's what I wanted, where I was leading to with this. Being a musical person, playing the guitar, singing, doing cutting your own albums, records, all that sort of stuff, or whatever you call them now. We don't call them records anymore. What do we call them? I don't know. Anyway.
Singles, albums.
Yeah, there you go.
No, yeah.
How bad do you want to get up on the stage when you see all these fabulous performers up there at the event coming up, the Garden Jam Music Festival? How bad are you sitting there going, oh, I want to be up there?
Oh, of course I would love to do that. But, you know, I really need to keep my producer-promoter hat on that weekend because we're juggling so many balls.
Yeah.
And that would, you know, I would jump up to do one song if someone invited me to. But
there you go.
Other than that, but, you know, no, it's a beautiful, amazing environment. And we also have a lot of some surprises coming up to announce for the Lifestyle Village as well.
Right.
So we encourage everyone, get your friends and family, come on out, kick off Music Month.
Yeah.
April 5 and 6. It's the weekend before weekend one of Coachella.
It's a fest. And you want to go to the website because you can pick your seats on the website. I've been to the website, GardenJamMusicFestival.com, and you can pick your tables, well, not seat, but you can pick your table and do it now because I'm watching the little dots turn to gray as we go. The blue dots turn to gray. Of course, you have the general admission, which is $75. But the website is already on Traveling with Francois, but it is real easy. It is GardenJamMusicFestival.com. So even though people, you know, they're still not quite into some of them. The music fans are already scampering to get their tickets, but others are just sort of wait till that, get by the BMP, I need a breather.
That's what it is.
Yeah.
You'll be seeing our TV commercials playing on those screens in Stadium 1 and Stadium 2, promoting the festival. We've got a nice full-page ad in the program. Wedbush Securities is our title sponsor, and we're very excited. They're very excited. They've never done anything like this before. And they appreciate what we've been building, and you know they appreciate what I'm grateful and blessed to do. And big supporters, they're spreading the word. So it's the official name is the Wedbush Garden Jam Music Festival, presented by Fisherman's Market and Grill.
That is a mouthful.
Yes.
Yes.
And Fisherman's back, Lou and Tim and the whole crew there, they did such a stellar job last year. They're handling all the food and beverage this year. and have some surprises in store for us this year as well. So
all right.
We're just keeping
Vince,
our fingers crossed to pack the place. And
can you sit here for a minute?
Yeah.
We'll just stay here. We're going to take a break. When we're coming back, we're just going to talk a little bit more because Fitz has his fingers on the pulse of this Coachella Valley and what's happening. Mm-hmm. I want to talk about some of the other events you have going on. I want to talk about the music at the BMP as well.
Uh-huh.
So
awesome.
We'll be right back, folks. You're listening to Traveling with Francois. Welcome back to the show, everyone. You're listening to Traveling with Francoise. I'm Francoise Rhodes, your host. Joining us, longtime music veteran, aficionado, DJ, guy about town. Did I cover any of it? A little of it? Tiny bit of it. All right. And you know all that's happening here in the Coachella Valley. This segment of the show is brought to you by Desert... Arc Attire and Thousand Palms, your embroidery silk screening. Remember, when you use Arc Attire, you are employing clients from Desert Arc. It's a win-win all the way around. Go to their website, arcattire.org. Of course, we have so many events going on in the Coachella Valley now. It is crazy. We have a lot of musical events going on. I mean, I was talking classical music out in Desert Hot Springs. We have a course at Sunnylands, has music on Sundays, Rancho Mirage Amphitheater. People are looking for just to go for an hour of some casual music and go on in there, and there's plenty of that to be seen. Of course, then
everywhere.
We have the flip side. We have all the shows happening at the casinos and the resorts and whatnot. And at the BMP, you've been doing this for quite a while because mm-hmm. we know we're going to have, 400-some thousand people.
It's amazing.
At the BMP Paribas Open, which kicked off, was it yesterday with the Kids Day, Friday? Mm-hmm. I still have to go get my credentials. Tell us about what's happening on the grounds there. Over at the BMP.
Well, you know, they've got the Moet Chandon bar back again, et cetera. And then every year we have a stage and have musicians, have bands playing mm-hmm. at the Ultra Bar there, which is the exact same pavilion where we put the Garden Jam on. It looks totally different, of course.
Yeah.
But we've got Desert Favorites, John Stanley King, his great band, playing this coming Saturday, as a matter of fact. 5 to 7.
Okay.
And then Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, the following week, between the afternoon and evening matches, week two, we have music on the Village stage. Cal David and Lori Bono, the real deal.
Mm-hmm.
I was just talking about them. Members of the Blues Hall of Fame, they played last year. Everyone loved them, so we're bringing them back. The Michael Keith Band. Michael, really excellent desert artist. He's walked away with a lot of... CV Weekly Awards the last mm-hmm. several years, Male Vocalist of the Year the last several years. Great guy, great talent. And then I'm bringing in Mike Dangerously and the Cartoon Cowboys, who we had at Pickleball, because I did all the music at Pickleball this past...
That was fun.
We need to talk about pickleball, too.
I had so much fun.
Have you been
it.
Playing?
No, but of course, I was all over the internet. We did the, thanks to you, I got invited, the Pickleball Media Challenge over there.
We're going to do it again this year,
I'm going to start practicing.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
That was, and
it was
how nice was it that the fellow who won, who actually played more than any of us.
Andrew, right?
Andrew, and he split it up between us all, so each one of our charities could get something.
It was great.
That was so nice.
It was awesome, and that's in November. That's going to be here for the next 4 years. So
awesome.
We'll talk about that another time.
I know.
I also have the Eskimo Kids from Orange County as well. Great band. So we're turning you on to some new artists at the Village stage during the BMP, and also our... our local favorites, John Stanley King and Cal David and Lori Bono.
So the music, and that's what I want to get straight here, the music is between the afternoon and evening matches. So there's not going to be, is there going to be entertainment going on the stage during some of the matches?
They try to keep that separate. It's fluid sometimes. Sometimes if the afternoon matches, as you know, sometimes go longer.
Longer, yeah.
Just
mm-hmm.
the way it is. So sometimes we're flexible, but pretty much we try to keep it between 5 and 7
right.
to give everyone time to hang, get something to eat and drink, enjoy the music, and then...
in fact, they have an event... I have all my notes here that I know we're not going to
Well, the Rafa Nadal
challenges
on Tuesday.
Tuesday,
as a matter of fact.
Right. I was going to... And they're saying that this might be his last... Is it... Or is it Federer? Last time here at...
Tommy Haas, the tournament director, is good friends with Roger. And he's just saying there's been no announcement. Roger has not tipped his hat at all.
Okay.
But he is 37. So everyone's wondering how long is he going to keep the grind. Jeez. It's an amazing grind.
Yeah.
The training schedule, the travel. He just won his 100th title.
Isn't it?
I mean, he doesn't really have much more to accomplish except he loves the game. The fans love him, as you know. And I'm thinking he's going to be around beyond this year myself.
It's hard.
Keeping our fingers crossed anyway.
As long as these athletes are healthy. I mean, look what Tiger Woods has done. Came back. Everyone never thought he'd win.
They called him out. Exactly.
And here he won in just grand fashion. And now all the tournaments, they're just hoping that he will be on the roster to play at their event because they know the type of people he's going to draw. Roger does the same thing. Of course, Rafael Nadal. Did I say that right?
Rafael Nadal.
Nadal. Because I don't follow. I follow tennis somewhat, but not as much as only when the BMP's here or this much. They have this big event coming up, and it is, what'd you say? It was, what day is it?
Tuesday the 5th.
The 5th at 7 p.m., and it's $25 per person, which is so reasonable. Mm-hmm. It is going to benefit four local charities, which is very, very good. Massimo's Patient Safety Movement, Eisenhower Health, Bighorn Golf Club Charities, and Family YMCA of the Desert. This is open to everybody to go and watch these big names play in this Eisenhower Cup.
It's a great opportunity for a very reasonably priced ticket to get in the stadium and be able to watch the world-class artistry of Rafa Nadal. Okay. Can I mention my 20th year at the McCallum Theater? Fitz's Jazz Cafe,
sure
the last show wraps up.
I know, because I talk, well, it's in my notes when you have, your last show, wait a minute.
The last show of the season,
Is okay.
March 9, which is a week from, it's this coming Saturday, as a matter of fact. This will be year 19 in a row that we've had Steve Tyrell at Fitz's Jazz Cafe at the McCallum. It's a great night. I always talk about how my face hurts from smiling so much. From his stories, his music. There's just a great vibe in the theater. If you've seen Steve Tyrell, you know what I'm talking about. If you haven't, you've heard about him. Come and take advantage. There are still some tickets. They always sell out. That Saturday at Fitz's Jazz Cafe at the McCallum Theater, 8 o'clock showtime.
Yeah, little did you think, huh, when you start some of these things, at what, 19 years later, going, and people look they look forward to it. They buy series packages to all these things.
We've had people get engaged in the lobby because we always have a musician there. Usually my music brother Sergio Villegas plays and creates a vibe before the shows. And we've literally had people meet in the lobby, and it's become a club. It's really cool.
That's so great. Well, Fitz, so good to see you. I know we kind of crossed paths. When I go over to Indian Wells, I don't bother you. I see you. I see you in the music, and he's running here and there, folks, so I don't even go up and say hi.
You better come and say hi.
I am there. I'm watching. Of course, folks, don't miss the Webb Bush Garden Jam Music Festival presented by Fisherman's Market and Grill.
Perfect.
Happening April 5th and 6th at the Indian Wells Tennis Gardens. Amazing venue. Go to the website, gardenjammusicfestival.com, to buy your tickets.
I also want to give the City of Indian Wells a shout-out because they are continuing their sponsorship and support of growing the Wedd Bush Garden Jam Music Festival. So thanks to the city for their continued support.
It's going to be so much fun. I will be there. I like it a little bit more sophisticated. I'm not in the traipsing around dirt for 3 days.
This is for you. It's unlike any venue in the country.
It's great. Well, you take care, and I will see you
so
around. Thanks so much for coming in.
Happy Sunday.
It.
I'm going to go get some sun today.
Are you? Yeah.
Oh, it feels so good out there.
It's nice and warm. All right, folks, stick around. When we come back, we're going to shift into travel gears. We have a lot more going on, have some prizes to give away. You're listening to Traveling with Francois. It's right here on Money Radio.